gonna watch some bad WrestleMania matches. Who's ready?
I was ready.
All right, brother. First, we're going to venture down to WrestleMania 2 and watch a man named George the Animal Steele take on another man named Macho Man Randy Savage in an Intercontinental Championship.
It's Uncle Fester.
What'd you say, Glenn?
It's Uncle Fester.
He does look like Uncle Fester. Yes, absolutely.
Is he wrestling in the shirt?
This is not as quiet as the wrestling thumb at this point. This is more Uncle Fester.
I'm pretty sure he takes the shirt off and shows us his sweater underneath.
I was about to say that's where the money is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm assuming you know who this guy is, right? You've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Craig Steele, right? The Hawk Steele.
Yeah, Greg the Animal Steele. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He had like the green tongue. I don't know if he shows the green tongue here, but I remember like his LJN figure. He had his mouth open, and his tongue was out, and it was green.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but then your dog would get it, and that'd be the first thing to chew off. Here comes the aforementioned. We talked about Liz on WrestleMania 8. She's so breathtakingly beautiful. I can't ever get over it when I see her.
Is Ric Flair in the building? The amount of guards she's got there.
I was like, she's getting like pulled against her will, seemingly.
Looks like it. And here we go. Macho Man Randy Savage entering the ring here. This full.
She could wait. Up onto that apron, could she?
Guess not. Oh boy. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The music's too loud. I can barely hear him.
You are the greatest in the world. No doubt about it. The biggest spectacle in the world. The Macho Man and Macho Madness. Zeroing in on you, George Steele. Oh yeah.
I feel like he was pointing right at me.
Like he's pointing at me.
That probably one of us. Well, we'll argue about it later. Was that like a 3A that he just did? What was that about?
You got to confuse your opponent.
That's the best way to do it. Yeah, I like to confuse. If I get into a fight, the first thing I like to do is confuse the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Here we go. There you go. There's the good
powerful
stuff.
Powerful forest on that back.
It's crazy that people still wear shades like Macho Man's got on right now.
He's trying to take off.
Nah. It's bright in there. Running is so funny. Kyle runs like that when he plays sports.
I don't run.
Oh, no, he's not.
I don't know. Now what are we doing? He's jumping. No. All right. It's a weird approach.
He's confusing me. So
yeah, I don't know what confusing
the animal here.
Maybe that was his plan. He's like, I'm confused by George. I'm going to go in there and try to confuse him. What the fuck is he doing?
What is happening? Is he casting a spell?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. No. He's going to wrestle him or cast a spell on him. Now he's doing the woohoo yeehaw thing. This George animal steals on drugs.
He is. Far too big and bulky to be that camp.
He's like 27 years old right now.
Yeah, it's his shoulders. It's like he has shoulder pads on.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Oh my god, he just keeps bailing out of the ring, which I don't blame him. This guy's nuts.
At this point, him eating the turnbuckle pad is going to be the least weird thing he does.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, this is fun. I love the chasing. Oh, he's got something stuck to his foot. That's not good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's biting him.
Oh. There
you go. He's an animal. Leg. He is an animal, so of course he would bite. It's a biter. Jesus Christ.
He limps away from getting bit in the boots.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, there we go. I just man. Classic. Fuck this shit. I would not want to feel his chest hair all over me all the time. That would not be fun.
You think he shampoos it?
He's got to.
Conditions? Probably soft.
I bet it is. I would like to see them do like a 40-year-old virgin situation to him where they rip it all off. See if they can get him to say nipple fuck.
A lot of wax. The whole tub of it.
Yeah, fucking more than a whole tub. A couple of them. Yeah. That's an all-day job. Oh, wow. He's tied upside down. Wow, look at this. Macho now stomping. This is great. I'm glad I picked this one. This is a
real technical masterclass, this one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Lots of psychology in this one.
Yeah.
Lots of psychology. Macho now heading to the top rope. What's
he's
hell
bent on hitting something from the top rope. Oh.
Oh.
What the fuck? Hit it? Oh, no.
Oh.
What just happened?
Oh, God.
If you slam somebody on those wooden ring steps, you'd kill them. Look at those things.
The fuck? It's like, oh, shit, we don't have steps. Quick, go to Lowe's real quick.
Yeah. Go to Lowe's and get a step ladder. He knocks him down to the second turnbuckle now. It tosses him out of the ring. Spent a lot of time on the outside, the Macho Man has. Oh, he's going to go get the Hornswoggle, apparently. Elizabeth's like, I ain't seen shit. Oh, he climbed around the other side.
Oh, that rascal.
He's a rascally rascal. He's a macho man. Macho, macho man. Yeah. I think you could call George Steele a macho man, too, with all that back hair.
He's biting him
again. Biting him again.
He's going to bite every limb, every appendage.
He is going to bite off his penis next. I'd get out of there.
I think that's the finish.
I think it is too. This is a weird porn. I'll tell you right now.
Finishes the Macho Man, gets a tetanus injection.
Oh, he's going to need one, yeah. Oh, what's he got now? He's got flowers. What's he going to do with them? Oh, he's going to hit him.
Flowers.
Oh.
Where did he get the flowers?
He before his time there, giving George Animal Steel his flowers.
Well, that was even a term. Oh.
Oh, no.
He's allergic to those. He's allergic to daffodils.
Now he smells lovely. Not even like roses or like tulips or some shit.
Where the fuck did he even get it? I'm so confused. He just grabbed it from some girl in the front row.
Is a gorgeous George ringside, perhaps?
It'd be dead by
there
now.
There we go.
There we go. This is what we came to see. Rip that buckle open. Eat it. He's an animal. You got to eat it. Throw it at people. I remember when I was little, like he would do it to jobbers and throw it at them, and the jobbers would take a bump and sell it. It was fucking ridiculous. Oh, yeah. He's shoving it in his face. That's asbestos, so I know why Macho died early.
This match.
Jesus. Oh. He's shoving it up his nose, and he's Herb Abrams. Because it's white.
People back then just kind of did shit, huh? It was kind of in the ring, and we'll figure something out.
Whatever it is, we'll do it.
Yeah.
They always say that Macho Man, like, rehearsed his matches. You think he rehearsed this one 10 times?
If he did, George Steele wasn't there.
It was somebody else. Oh!
Oh, man. Right in the back hair.
He hit all of his back hairs. Every one of them. No, well, that'd be impossible. I take it back. Here we go. with ring dust in his hair, Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, a big body slam on
the. Oh, the power.
Look at the power of. Well, he is a Macho Man. So, of course, he has power. Here, he's up at the top rope now. Is this going to be it? It's got to be it. We didn't see this at all in the Ric Flair. Oh, yeah, we did. He did it. Ric Flair then.
Three.
Pulled out of the ring. Oh, he kicked out of it.
Oh,
my God.
He's an animal.
This has gone too long now.
It really has. I thought it was only 3 minutes, but it feels like it's been a lot longer than that. Oh, he's got him by the snatch here.
This is longer than half the WrestleMania 8 matches.
You're not lying. Jesus Christ. Just chucked him right into the top two turnbuckles, back first, upside down, too. Holy cow. So the referee means business here.
Laying the law down.
Oh!
Man, missionary.
Thank you. Finally.
Well, Macho Man Randy Savage either.
He got the win.
Him or rape him. I'm not sure which.
A little both.
He's a lucky steal. You're going to submit or I'm going to put it inside you. We're at the Boardwalk Hall. I won't hear it called anything else. Look at the fans here.
So this is WrestleMania 5, which makes this, what, 89? 88? 89.
Yep.
89.
Yep. So that means the next WrestleMania main event is going to be Warrior versus Hogan. Sorry, Mayor.
Yeah, that was not on my top 10.
I'm shocked. I got to tell you, pal, I thought for sure it was going to crack the top five.
There was a little there, very pissed off that day.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said there was a little mare very pissed off that day.
Bro, I cried and cried. I wasn't right for 2 days after that. I was six, but.
Here I come.
Here we go. There's Pedro Morales back there watching him walk down the highway. Wouldn't it have been hilarious if one of them had tripped?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget which one is which sometimes is.
Same place.
I always forget which one's Luke and which one's Butch.
Butch is at the front and Luke's at the back, I think.
Oh, yeah,
oh, it's Triff. You nailed it. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So close.
I actually had a cameo from one of these guys wishing me a happy birthday.
I remember that, yeah. Oh, look, these guys are dressed up as them. They have never gotten laid.
Johnny and Luke Marmaduke there.
Johnny and Luke Marmaduke. Well, they are in New Jersey.
Exactly.
Think about that. Everybody here has that terrible Jersey accent. Oh, God. This is the worst WrestleMania to go to.
Poor Jimmy. Get out of there, Jimmy.
I like his French-Canadian jacket. It's very nice.
Jimmy really did go all out to have his outfit match any of his teams he managed. He managed sometimes like three or four people on a card, too.
He did. He changed regularly. He
changed his clothes more than Randy Savage.
Yeah. He was the original J-Lo at the, the music awards or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they almost ripped his jacket apart.
They saved him.
All right, here we go. Things are breaking down. Oh, he got in there. He's in there. Is it gonna? What's going to happen here? Oh!
That was a heck of a bump.
Well, one more time. That was fun.
Jimmy Hart's so good at bumping.
I mean, I don't remember him taking a whole lot of bumps, so this is great. Look how high the jacket goes.
It's so he's so cartoonish.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucking incredible. That is one of my top 10 WrestleMania moments. I'm putting it on there. It's
the coat goes up in the air.
That's fucking great. Oh, he's a crazy New Zealander. What can you say? Tony Storm's from New Zealand, right?
Yes.
Is she?
I think she's from New Zealand, yeah. Yes, they look a lot different.
Yeah, but Luke and Tony Storm don't look a lot alike.
No, not at all. Not even a little.
You see these two like this, you wouldn't believe that during the sort of early to mid-80s that they were one of the toughest tag teams in the world.
Yeah, I mean, they don't look like guys you'd want to mess with. Like, they look like if they drank a few beers, they beat the shit out of everybody in a bar. Yeah. I mean, look at them.
When they were called the sheep herders. Yeah, they used to do hardcore matches and everything.
Well, I bet that makes it extra better that they were licking people's heads.
Oh yeah,
they've been blading all over the world, but we're gonna lick your kid's head. Bring them over.
That's it. There you go. They're going.
They got to regroup again. This is the second regroup from the Rougeau brothers. I couldn't get the words out.
I wonder where they came up with that, because they definitely didn't do that as the sheep herders, right?
Oh, they wouldn't have done that.
Did they even come up with that from? Like, why would they walk like that? Whose idea was that?
I mean, come on, Mary. If you never watched a fucking documentary, that's how people walk around in New Zealand.
I think Tony Storm does walk like that.
Everybody, right. It's just that's how you. How do you think you fight off all the kangaroos? Oh, you gotta walk like that.
They have large gnats over there. They're just whacking the gnats.
Yeah, and the mosquitoes and shit. What can you do? You get to just flap your arms when you walk. Otherwise, you'll get fucking not West Nile. They teach you that when you're three. AWI Pod, come for the wrestling, stay for the facts. That is some world knowledge we just dropped on you.
It's so far down south on the hemisphere that there's the gravitational pull. If you don't walk like this, you'll get sucked right off the edge of the earth.
Right. Yeah. You'll be on the moon. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I'm glad we have dissected why they walk like that.
We had to come up with it.
Was it just me or did he cop a feel on his ball sack while he was just watching real quick? Watch him cop a feel.
Scoop his junk?
Watch it right there.
Oh, he did. Oh, wow. That wasn't accidental.
No.
He jiggled it.
We were talking about jiggling earlier. That was some jiggling.
A different kind, but yes.
Yeah, that's like when you go to the airport and they check you to see if you've stolen or brought something in.
I know, right? It's like Jesus. Wow, I can't believe that. The last thing I thought we were going to see in this match was another man's balls being fondled. I didn't think that was going to happen, but it did.
Well, wow. You never know with French Canadians.
Well, it wasn't. It was the New Zealander who did it. The French Canadian was on the receiving end.
Yeah,
he definitely had to do some sort of ribbing in the back that called for that.
Yeah,
like they are the Rougeau brothers. Jacques is kind of an asshole.
Itching powder in his jock strap or something before the match. Did you ever hear the story where Hogan put Icy Hot on his armpit?
On his own armpit?
Yes. He covered his own armpit with Icy Hot on the match that Goldberg was going to beat him in Atlanta.
Oh,
and when he went to go pick him up for the jackhammer, he rubbed his armpit all in Goldberg's face to send him a message. Burn the hell out of his eyes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, if it had happened to somebody, I guess it had happened to Goldberg.
What is this karate kick?
I know. But we call that a French Canadian back kick, is what they call that.
Got Jacques Norris here.
Jacques Norris. Uh-oh, they're in trouble now. They're gonna battering ram these sons of bitches. Pow! Take that, son of a bitch. Sorry. Oh, the double gut buster. That's gotta be it, right? No. I think he got the three count. He didn't break it up in time.
Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it.
He got it.
The Bushwhackers are the winners there, whacking bushes all over Atlantic City, if you know what I mean.
A lot of bush in Atlantic City.
Glenn knows what I mean, don't you, Glenn?
I certainly do.
Thank you. I'm really glad that you agreed with me. I didn't think you were going to. I thought you were going to go no, but I'm glad you did, Glenn. Let's go.
It's like one of those Manscaped things. The Bushwhacker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They should really
buy Manscaped.
You're not lying. Our home and native land. I'm done. I swear.
That's impressive.
I could sing more of it. It's actually kind of sad how much of it I know. Here we go. He's out here with Frankie.
I mean, the fashion's on point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is better than what he had to wear when he was in the tag team with Owen Hart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Birdman. One of my favorite gimmicks when I was a kid. I still am holding on hope to the day where he can actually finally beat the Big Boss Man at SummerSlam 1989. I really hope one day it's going to happen.
One day.
What the hell?
Oh, yes. The proud French Canadian. He's here in Toronto. Wouldn't it have been great if the two ring carts crashed into each other?
Oh, man.
This is what WrestleMania 8 was missing right here. Ring carts. It needed ring carts.
This was what Shango needed, I think.
Oh, he made it.
I'm going to interrupt this match once this thing gets there.
Do you remember that Royal Rumble? Like, they didn't show it on TV, but it was like 2017 where the entrance way was really long and they had like those big segues that took people down to the ring. He didn't see it, but I saw pictures of it online. I was like, what the fuck? It's so funny. Watching Big E ride down to the Royal Rumble.
It's like, what's the cutoff to like, okay, you need this cart to bring
Step
you down
on
to
the scale, 300 pounds. No way, Fat, he's making it. Get him the cart. At least though, run, motherfucker. So here we go. The Birdman, Coco Beware, taking on the model, Rick Martel. I love his flowing hair here. It looks amazing. Ooh.
What do you think's in that that gun there?
Sugar water.
Oh.
Knowing Vince McMahon, it's probably actual cologne because it's got to be cologne, pal. It's got to be real. Because that sounds like something Vince would say. Coco via the Birdman. Frankie is watching from the outside. I don't like 90s, these 90s referees that I can't name. I like to be able to name all the referees, and I don't know who the fuck this guy is, and it makes me mad.
He does have a mustache, though, so. He belongs, clearly.
Obviously. He's got a mustache and a bow tie. Checks out.
Yeah, yeah. Probably not even a referee.
He's covered this sort of thing enough on... Unfortunately, the referees at this time were normally appointed by the local sports.
Oh, so this guy's... He was contracted by the Canadian Athletic Commission, huh?
Yeah.
After this, he's got to go fucking ref a hockey match.
That's it.
He gets him confused sometimes.
That's why I offer that goal.
He's like, hey, that's 2 minutes for roughing. He said, it's wrestling. Oh, yeah, my bad.
No slashing. Wait, wait.
What the fuck just happened? Okay, now we're back. He clotheslines him back outside of the ring. The Birdman looks very young here. Yeah, how many wrestling matches do you think Coco Beware had in the year 2024? I bet it's been at least 10.
I would say so. I hope so. Is he still around?
Okay. I think so. I believe so. I don't think Coco's dead.
He's kind of a tiny fella, isn't he?
He is. Dead, so. I mean, he's not. I thought he was bigger when I was a child, but you're right. He's not. He's kind of short and stout.
It's like the ring ropes, whatever the height of the ring ropes are.
Yeah, he's like 3 inches taller than Alexa Bliss.
Come on, Frankie, sitting around.
Yeah, help him out. Get in there and peck that model's eyes out. That'll fuck up his career. good luck being a model with only one eye, motherfucker. Can you model with an eye patch?
I think nowadays you can. I think now it's like encouraged.
That's a good point. You, people wear eye patches when they don't even need them. So
exactly.
Yeah. Devastating. That's something we should do more often in wrestling now, is slamming people's backs into the ring apron.
Yeah, it's not quite enough nowadays.
No. That and atomic drops. I want atomic drops back.
Ooh. Grabbing the ropes for leverage.
Yep. That too. Yeah, that's a good one that nobody does anymore.
Referee slowly walks around. Hey, are you touching those ropes?
No, yeah, they're shaking from the wind in here. Oh, it makes sense.
All right, well, let me slowly go back on the other side where I can't see you.
Where I can't see you, yeah. Let me be out of position here.
We wrestled his last match on August the 10th, 2019.
Oh, well.
For Pennsylvania Premier Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. That is Premier Pennsylvania Wrestling. Everybody knows that. Very, very established promotion. Yeah, I've heard of.
Esteemed, yes.
Yeah, I've heard of them many times. The model working. If you had to pick somebody to win, Kyle, who would you pick?
Oh, well, judging by the hair on the model, which is pretty impressive. I mean, the mullet. Is that a mullet? No, it's not really a mullet.
I don't think it is, no. It's too good.
That's more of a 70s bush than a mullet.
Yeah, yeah.
I call that a take me home mullet.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Take home, you know what I mean?
I do. I do know what you mean. Kind of looks like a Von Erich there, Rick Martel.
He's Canadian. He's Canadian Von Erich, yep.
Although I just saw Iron Claw, so everybody with long hair looks like Von Erich to me.
Carrie! Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Sorry, madam.
Well, her name might be Carrie, so maybe she won't be offended. You have at least like 10% chance of her name being Carrie.
I have dated a Carrie before, but so she probably would not get happy at that.
We all have.
My sister's a Carrie.
Oh, yeah, it was her.
He dated your sister.
Yeah, oh, sorry, did I not tell you?
It was an online dating thing, Glenn. Don't worry.
Yeah, you know.
He almost got the Boston Crab locked in, but he didn't. I always say that it's dumb that Rick Martel used it and they called it the Boston Crab. They should have called it, like, the Montreal Crab or something.
Oh, I like that.
Frank is more interested about what's going on in the crowd than he is what's going on in the ring.
Well, Polly won a motherfucking cracker. That's why. Anybody got a fucking cracker in Canada? No.
Coco wants another headshot. Nope. Oh, he was luring him in. Psychology of beware.
You got to beware of the beware.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Here we go. Really picking up here. Oh, a kick to the face. Come on, Coco. You can do it. I believe in you. He was the Birdman way before the rapper Birdman. I would sue. Thought it was Coco, beware. Oh!
What just happened there?
His breath's really bad, so it knocked him down.
What? more wizardry from wrestling here.
From Coco, beware. Coco, beware has an imaginary tag team partner. That's what it is. Oh! He went to the well one too many times. As I'm sure Gorilla wants
to insist. That was a nasty bump.
It really was. Oh, no. Now he's going to do it. I like how he had to pull him back over to roll him over to get it in there right. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it from, you can't do it from the back. You got to do it from the front first. Then you go.
That'd be silly.
Everybody knows that.
There we go.
And that's it. He has locked him in the Boston Crab, the Canadian Crab. Mm-hmm. They have crabs in Canada? They've got to. Somebody's
there's water up there, I think, right?
Yeah. Somebody's got crabs in Canada. up there in Regina.
So who are we watching? Dino Bravo and who now?
The Texas Tornado.
Okay. Was this is pre-Intercontinental Champion, right?
I think he had won it and lost it again by this point.
Okay.
And this was pre getting shot a whole bunch of times for Dino Bravo.
Well, yeah. He didn't recover from that one. He didn't kick out at two.
You usually don't. That's a lot of shots. Here we go. He's running.
Everybody shot. Okay.
Makes me want to run around in a circle. Just like this. Look at those traps. He's got icy hot under his armpits. Absolutely he does.
Dino Bravo, man.
Oh, I forgot Glenn went and got a drink. We're going to pause it for 1 second. What were you going to say about Dino Bravo?
He's a thick, thick man.
He's thick with two C's.
Yeah, he's one of those thick boys.
Like Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Like Bailey. Bailey's thick with two C's. I know a lot of people don't think Bailey's hot, but Bailey's super thick. Sorry. I've been saying it for years.
Sorry for the delay, gentlemen.
Right. I had forgot you left, and then I looked up. I was like, oh, God, it's gone. So we got Dino Bravo versus the Texas Tornado. Mm-hmm. I already made the he got shot joke, Glenn. It's too late. You can't do it.
No.
We're too above doing it twice.
and just to teach you kids, cigarettes are bad.
Yeah. They might give you lung cancer. They might get you shot 16 times. You never fucking know.
Either way, it's a bad outcome. Don't do it, kids.
Good Lord. If I'm smuggling and I get killed over cigarettes, that's embarrassing. It couldn't have been at least cocaine or something cool.
Think of the terrible demise between these two wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have picked these guys.
I was going to make a joke about here comes Warrior Light, but
oh yeah, jeez.
You killed that.
One.
It's one, yeah.
They both died by getting shot in the stomach, didn't they?
Well, I'm sure one of those 16 bullets hit Tino in his stomach.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know we're insensitive assholes, but if you've listened to this show before and you didn't know that, then I don't know what to tell you.
That's right.
Look, it happened 30 years ago. It's fine.
Not even able to get the coat off.
It's incredible that Kerry was able to do what he did with one foot because I never could tell.
No.
I mean, I never even knew until I started watching world-class documentaries. And I was like, wait a minute, he only had one foot?
The mobility that he's got.
The thing that really made me mad even more so about Ultimate Warrior was Kerry Von Erich was the better Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, he's essentially Ultimate Warrior without the face paint.
Yeah.
But a better wrestler.
Yeah, his guy Kerry can actually work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Kerry's not the best of the Von Erichs. I think David is, and I think I even like Kevin better than Kerry, but yeah. Kerry could still go.
Oh yeah, he would have done a fine job with the Warrior gimmick.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wasn't drugged out of his mind, but still, even then he was better.
Well, pal, I thought they were calling a spade with being drugged out of your mind between those two.
Sorry.
Look at that. He's even got Dino Bravo on the back of his jacket here at WrestleMania 7.
I told you, Jimmy always goes all out. You can't.
You know what Jimmy Hart's favorite song is? So Fresh and So Clean by Outkast.
It has to be.
It probably isn't, but it should be. He probably doesn't even know that song. He's like, who? I sang King Up, Keep On Dancing with the Gentries. I don't know who Outkast is.
I thought we were going to get a leg scissors, like flying leg scissors takedown.
My head would have exploded. Hopefully Kerry wins this thing, because I just don't particularly care for Dino Bravo. I never liked him. I guess they never did anything for me to like him when I was a kid. No.
Have either of you guys seen the Von Erich movie?
Not yet.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I haven't watched it either.
I do plan on watching it, but I just haven't seen it yet. Mike Chioda, very young Mike Chioda, is the referee in this match.
Real stiff kicks there from Dino.
Very stiff. Here we go. Off the middle rope. Stop coming. Wow, that was
awful. Oh, you got him with the Von Erich claw.
Claw.
Yeah, he fucking fell right into it.
He
fell.
He put his head right there for him.
He said, just grab my head, brother. I'm out of here.
No, he's fighting his way out of it.
Needless to say, this was both these guys' last WrestleMania match. It was Kerry's only. I believe Dino had other WrestleMania matches, but this is Kerry's only. Oh!
Wow. You ever hear the country song, My Texas Tornado.
I think I have heard that song, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who sings it.
It was written by written about Carrie Von Erich.
It was.
It wasn't really.
It was played at his funeral.
it came out 20 years later, but yeah.
She's really happy about Carrie Von Erich. I bet he didn't have a tough time with the ladies.
No, I mean, definitely not, pal.
Maybe staying awake, but.
Yeah. that was the only issue. So there we go. That's it. That's it for our bad wrestling.